Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. As many of you may know, this is a challenging time for light workers on Earth with so many loud voices talking. Much of the information that's coming down from the universe is very polarized in nature, with much about political dissent and social unrest. Know that we can rely on the information and the light workers to keep the spiritual focus with a spiritual work that has been given to you, and now you are giving to the people around you as you follow your destiny.
And your personal balance in your thoughts and emotions so that you can continue with your spiritual work as designated and assigned to you. BBS Radio and Let's Find Out is about giving you the strength and support to do that. We are here to provide information, to help you with your concerns, to answer questions, and to be there for you. The Let's Find Out staff and people who share with us on the show are interested in maintaining balance, caring, thoughtfulness, and healing as we proceed through these very difficult 10 years coming in the next decade. If you think that the changes around you have been exceptional and the energies have been unusual, brace yourselves. We're coming into a new decade, and this is only the beginning of a rough 10-year period with a shift, an upshift of very dramatic and powerful and life-changing energies. This energetic force is about destruction before reconstruction, as we reach deep into our souls and find out and establish a new way of living, a change in the way of living for the better of all humans and animals and plant life on this planet. We are fighting to preserve the earth, to make changes that are positive, and to live with the balance of love, peace, and harmony. Trust that. Know that. It is deeply appreciated that you are taking the time to listen to Let's Find Out. It is also appreciated that you are taking the time to hear any of the programs on BBS Radio. We are expanding, we've come a long way, and we have overcome the impossible by saying, so what? We have to forge ahead. And now, let's get on with tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. It's Elizabeth, and we are now into the month of June, and tomorrow is the new moon in Gemini, and I'm excited about that. My guest tonight is Frank St. James, and we have a surprise for you because we're going to be helping you tune in to your blessed higher self. Right, Frank? We're going to help
you. Yeah, it seems to be the perfect vibrations too.
Right. And Frank has the gift of being able to know who your guides and angels are on the other side and have telepathic communication with them. So we're asking that you call in and let us know what you want to change this summer. This summer is going to be a snap quick summer, and how you are hearing it. What are your meditations telling you? And do you have any questions about who is giving you the message? That's where Frank comes in, because Frank can be able to tell you who is talking to you, whether it's your spirit guide actually or whether it's your will. Now, listening to your will, it's called the ego, is pretty common to people. It's that little magical voice inside. Tonight is the night of magic, and that magical voice inside is what guides you to developing your life and forming your life and making new decisions so that you can create a better life. The number to call is 888-627-6088. Again, that's 888-627-6088. And we do have a caller, Frank. We have Pauline from New York. And good evening, Pauline. Are you there?
6008, not 6088. People are going to get the wrong number.
6088.
No, 6008.
Now you mixed me up, Pauline.
I know. I'm trying to tell you that's what you said. You said 6088.
Oh, my goodness. 888-627-6088. Thank you for that,
no,
Pauline.
No, 6008. You keep doing it wrong. 6008, not 6088. You said 6088.
Okay,
again.
And let's try the direct
okay.
line.
Okay.
323-744-4831 or 888-627-6008. Got it.
Yes,
okay, this is the call in line only, not the listen line.
Right.
Pauline, do you have a question for Frank?
Yeah, I'd like to know if my guides are really my will or is it actually it's somebody I really like that I'm connecting with. I'm hoping he says it's somebody that I really want to be connecting with. But I don't want to give him the hint. I just want to see what he gets.
Yeah, I as I was listening to you, I picked up a grandmother.
Oh.
And I picked up a grandfather around you also.
Okay. I never met one set of grandparents, so I don't know if it's that grandpa or the ones that I do know.
Well, yeah. Well, they're coming through your father. They're coming through, you know, one's related to your father.
Okay.
And one was related to your mother. But their energy is, as they went through a transition on the other side, they've been able to help you from time to time. And and sometimes if you look at their picture and then close your eyes and ask a question, you're going to feel you're going to get some type of an answer. But I feel very positive with them.
So I need to figure this out myself using their pictures. It could be which parent is my father and which is my mother's parent.
But you can telepathically ask.
Okay, that sounds good.
And
I've never
get
tried
an answer.
It.
Now, and there's something else going on. There is somebody, and this is a gentleman around you who was dear to you that I feel floating around. You know, our ancestors always come in first. I didn't know if you knew that.
Right, that makes sense.
But this is a person
that used to be a co-host on, used to be have a radio show, and I really hope I'm connecting to him.
Well, then you need to call the name. You need to say the name. First name only. Just say the name. Are you there?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to.
Ron, are you there? Okay.
Yeah, that's
Frank,
what I've been asking.
Ron, are you there? And he can come in front of the ancestors.
Okay. Okay.
We'll see what Frank is picking up.
Yeah, I feel a very calming energy from him. I do feel he misses that he can't really talk to you,
right.
You know, directly. I feel a very warmth with him, and his affection. He tells me to tell you, I will always, always be there for you.
He taught us to connect to our own spirit, that we don't need to talk to anybody else. And that's why I don't want it to depend on him. I just wanted to know if I was really connecting to him. And I felt that I was.
No, you are. And
he was doing healings on me. I asked for healings and he requested I ask. And I didn't know if it was for real or if this was somebody, you know, pretending to be him. And I don't want to connect with the wrong energies.
Well, you can always, the secret to that is, and I really have to say this because I want everybody to hear this. Are you of the light? Are you on my timeline? If you are, you can stay. If not, I command you to leave now. Are you of the light? Are you on my timeline? Your timeline is your ancestors. If you are, you can stay, but if not, I command you to leave now. And they will pop right out. They have to leave when you command them to leave.
Yep, you taught me about commanding spirit. That's funny yeah, that you say that, you Elizabeth. Can do that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Let's find out. So, Frank, I think this is very exciting because we're going into two eclipses. We're having five eclipses this year, and we've already had the first two in February, March, and now we're coming into the second two in July, and the fifth one is in December. That's really going to be interesting. So now we have Stephanie on the phone from Colorado, and she's born February 15th. Are you there, Stephanie?
Yes, I am.
And what do you have to ask Frank?
I had to have knee replacement surgery for the second time just last Monday because I was allergic to the metal the first time.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was never told that was a possibility, and I'm wanting to know if I will be successful in going after the doctor with a lawsuit. Because it's cost us a lot of money so far.
Sure. I felt, as soon as you said that, I felt two or three, one actually felt like an angel. Has your mother passed?
No, I don't believe
no.
so. No? No.
Then is it your grandmother on your mother's side?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I really felt a strong, as you were talking, I almost felt like her hand coming out and trying to go over your aura and calm you and also put some healing energy on you. She said that this time it's going to work, but she's not the only spirit over there, so... does Teresa mean anything to you?
Not right offhand.
Well, I feel I could see roses.
What and about St. Teresa? St. Yeah. Teresa.
Yeah, and...
No, I've had a connection with the Virgin Mary.
Okay.
Well, St. Teresa would represent her.
Yeah, yeah. I'm feeling roses, and she keeps showing me that spiritually where you're coming through, and the Virgin Mary, and they're all connected. So these are part of the angels that are, sometimes they're designated to you, and I just feel a very strong with your grandmother, and I feel Teresa, St. Teresa, and I get a really good feeling this time that you don't have to worry. Just keep thinking
okay.
positive, and you'll feel that
All
energy
right.
coming through.
And All I right. do want to say something to Stephanie, to you about pain. There's always pain with knee surgery. As you know, it's a very difficult surgery, but there will
Correct.
Not be an allergy with this. And you need to concentrate on getting that healed. And just picture it getting healed like the last one did, easier. And the lawsuit will work itself out. It's going to take about 18 months. You need to get
okay.
a good personal injury lawyer. Be careful that the hospital doesn't try to protect the doctor. You need to know that.
Okay. Okay. Well, right after surgery the first time, he came into the room and asked, oh, by the way, are you allergic to metal? And I said, yes, I am. And he asked what happened. I told him, and he goes, but you wear rings. I said, yeah, but I haven't been able to wear earrings in years because of the issues I have. And so we believe from that moment on, he started to cover things up.
Yeah, sure. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, I have allergic to metal, especially nickel, which is what they use. And the only rings that I can wear are 18 karat gold. I cannot wear any, you know, that jewelry that isn't good.
Right.
And I can't wear earrings right. either. Same with you. And I had my ears pierced and I still can't wear them. It's really funny.
Right. Right.
So I know that feeling.
Yeah, so immediately after surgery, because they put staples in that were nickel, my leg swelled up. I started having issues immediately.
Uh-huh.
And so they've been doing research because they're finding out that 20% of the people that have these implants, the T cells now are turning around and attacking
sure.
the middle as if it's a organ that you've been donated.
And
so
you know what? I always knew that. From the time I was in my teens, I always knew that I was allergic and that they couldn't do that kind of thing. So good luck to you. As Frank and I both feel that it will go well. Right, Frank?
Yes. And like I said, as soon as you started talking, I felt a beautiful spiritual energy coming through and it's going to help you to heal faster, believe me.
Okay, good. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that information.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out. So, Frank, I want to talk about the eclipses because tonight's theme is Find Your Happy Place. And I think that these eclipses of 2019 are going to bring in dramatic changes in people's lives as we enter 2020. Cancer and Capricorn are the polar opposites this in July, and they share similar qualities. One is the father and one is the mother. So Capricorn is the disciplinarian and the hard worker and meet your responsibilities. And mother is the I'm going to be with you, don't worry. And she softens the blow, as you know, usually. But these eclipses are here to each one, and they involve two signs. So if you're a Taurus or a Scorpio, an Aries or a Libra, a Gemini or Sagittarius, Cancer or Capricorn, Virgo and Pisces, they harmonize with each other, those signs. And they're called their opposites. And each sign has their own particular place in your astrological chart where the eclipses will fall. And you need to know what that energy is, pair it off with its opposite, and get a sense of how the energy of these eclipses are going to play out in your life over the next 6 months. And then you can use that to your best advantage and change what they bring. Isn't that right, Frank?
Yes, and it's going to be a lot of emphasis on family.
Mm-hmm, that's Cancer.
Yeah, they're going to try to be pulling families together. Is going to be, I feel, one of the themes, you know, where we've been going through so much, tearing things apart. But it seems to want to come back and pull the families and pull them together once again.
Let me see if I can help a little bit. If you have your notebooks out tonight, I'm going to tell you that Aries and Libra, the eclipse will fall in their 10th house. Now, this is the rising sign that we're talking about. The Aries rising sign and the Libra rising sign. Not necessarily your birth date, but your rising sign. And you can find that out by contacting me at www.new-visions.com. Aries is the 10th house and Libra will be the 4th house. The 10th house is the house of business. And the father, and the fourth house is the house of your home and your mother. Whereas Taurus and Scorpio, it will touch the third house for Taurus and the ninth house for Scorpio. And the third house is the house of neighbors and friends, plus your oldest son. Very interesting. And the ninth house is the house of education and travel, or foreigners, working with foreigners. Then we'll go to Gemini and Sag, and Gemini is in the eighth house, I'm sorry, Gemini is in the second house and Sag will be in the eighth house. And the eighth house is the house of inheritance, insurance, and other people's money. And the second house is the house of your money, your income, and what's coming to you. And this is where you'll be affected. So Cancer and Capricorn, Cancer touches the seventh house, Capricorn is the first house, and that's the house of partnerships and the house of self. So Capricorn is the house of self. So maybe Capricorns will start to look at how they affect other people and get a little bit more soft-hearted. Capricorns really do need to get soft-hearted because they can be very set in their ways. And Cancer is the seventh house, which is partnerships. And that has to do with your job situation, how you network, and your social activities and all that type of thing. The house of partnerships is also the house of romance and marriage as well. Leo and Aquarius. Leo is the 12th house and Aquarius is the 6th house. Now that's health and that's hospitalization. The 12th house rules hidden enemies, number one. It also rules hospitals and institutions. And that can also include your college and your learning. And the 6th house is your health, how you work, and your pets. So you could be getting a new pet. That could be something too. And sometimes you are tired of the ordinance and the humdrum of your life and you just wish that it would change and you don't know how to explore new things, and you'll be given a chance to do that with this eclipse if you dare to bet on yourself. Then we have Virgo and Pisces. Virgo is the 5th house and Pisces is the 11th house. Now Virgo in the 5th house, that's the house of romance. That's the house of children. And it's also the house of your creativity. If you're an artist or a musician, that could enhance that part of your life. And the 11th house is love received. We do have problems sometimes with love received. And it also is the house of your neighbors and your groups, the groups that you belong to. And if you try to make your dream come true there, you could remember that you have trivial differences with people and focus on the feelings that you have for them that are positive and see if you can blaze new trails in your relationships. But this can be very satisfying and rewarding for each one of you if you really concentrate on what this energy is going to bring. So the two eclipses are in July, and the first one is at Cancer, 13 degrees Cancer. I think that's on July 4th, isn't it, Frank? And the second one is July 16th. It's a lunar eclipse at 24 degrees Capricorn, which is conjuncting Pluto. And in the house of the United States, which has a Sagittarian rising, it affects the house of money. So our money is definitely going to change over the next 6 months to a year. And Frank, I think that the cyber coins are coming in. What do you think?
I think that they're still going to have problems with them. I mean, there are certain people that are still pushing it. But there seems to be in the financial world, people just holding back. Some people lost a lot of money so far. So it's either going to be that or something else coming in that they're still trying to do that. But right. I do feel maybe there's going to be another way of using that cyber money.
Well, the other thing that I think this is going to affect is that during the summer of 2019, we may form new bonds with other nations, perhaps putting matters of contention to rest for a while searching ways to build cooperation. And we certainly have to find better ways with our immigration policy. And I think we might build a new rapport with our neighbors in Central and South America. Wouldn't that be wonderful, Frank?
Well, I think right now there's a lot. The president's been doing a lot just to, bring their nations the responsibility that
right.
they should have. And what I did like when he went over to Europe was he did reinforce our strength with our allies, which mm-hmm. Which it could change a lot, too, that they know that we're 100% in back of them, and we'll always be there for them.
And I also think that the economy might slow down. I'm not saying there's a crash. I'm not saying there's a disaster or a loss. I don't think that that's going to happen. But I do think that it's going to level off for a while. And as you know, the market goes up and down, but it's been going up. And I think over the last several years, I think right now it's just going to kind of level off for a few months. And everybody's looking for more right away. We want it now. Some people will get a job and want a promotion in 6 months, and that's ridiculous. But that's what people think, because we're in such a fast-moving society. Frank, do you have anything to say about that?
I believe that a lot of people are going to be looking at not having to go to college. But these companies need people. They're going to train them, and there's going to be decent wages. And I think there's going to be a whole shift. Around.
Yeah, there is, and I'm going to tell you how that happened. You know, I'm out in Austin, Texas. I moved last month, as most people do know, and what an experience I'm having here. We have IKEA, we have Amazon, we have Dell, we have Google, we have all these companies, and all I'm hearing about, which is wonderful, is deep training. We were out at IKEA today, and I heard we are trained in every department, and we know what is here, what it can do. I'm great at opening up a couch, you know, a bed or a couch, and helping people with their questions on specific subjects that many of us don't take time to study. So the people that are not college material and really want to have a good job need to get into a good company that can provide that type of thing. And I know I had two boys. I have one boy that was very intelligent, very bookish. He's now a doctor. And I have another one that wasn't that way at all. And he worked with his hands, but he could do anything with electrical gadgets. He even built his own computer. It's a combination of a PC and a Mac put together. And he's pretty savvy with a lot of things. And just because he didn't go to college doesn't mean he can't enjoy a good life. What he did was he went to China, and he is working with schooling children over there and doing very well. So each one is different. And that's what people need to remember. All of the children can't meet the parents' expectations. Right, Frank?
And that's true. And that's why I feel a lot of at least a third of the people that were going to go to college are now seeing that there are other ways of doing, getting a career. And, there are plenty, like you said, there are
many, many ways to go to school. And many alternatives. I want to give you Frank's number. It's 862-684-1904 if you want to call him directly and order a reading. And you can also order a reading from Frank at my website under Psychic Services. I also want to say that this show is recorded and will be in the archives later tomorrow afternoon. So if you want to listen to what your sign, which house it rules, and if you have questions and you'd like a little reading on your on the coming eclipses and how they'll affect you, you always can go to my website, new-visions.com, and order that reading. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. It's now time for our commercial break, and we will be back for you after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now it's time for the weekly cosmic tip.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of June 10th through June 16th, 2019. On Sunday, the moon is in Virgo, and that means you want to get a lot of tasks accomplished. However, the sun is making a challenging relationship to Neptune during the lunch hour, and that can lead to not getting those tasks done completely, or perhaps wanting to take a nap. This energy continues into Monday morning, when your big ideas and ambitions are influenced by a certain discontent. Do not beat up on yourself if you're not moving quickly as you think you should. Everything will come together in good time. Jupiter and Neptune face off on Monday, and you could feel as if you're going to go over the top of the world. Be sure not to get overextended, and don't overdo it. If you're in line for a promotion, looking for a loan of any kind, or any reward, this is the week you could receive it, because the energy increases your chances for happiness, success, and fulfillment. Yes, it is time for you to go out and dance in the streets. The rest of the week flows along smoothly. But you do want to slow down later Thursday and Friday, focusing your energy on priorities that are important rather than your entire to-do list. On Thursday, June 13th, we have the first Neptune-Mars trine of the year. This energy brings in a time when we fight for the underdog. It's also a great time for writers and filmmakers because illusions and exciting ideas will flow naturally. The energy changes again on Friday, bringing in a day when you're going to have to focus and put a lot of effort into what you want. The change is a showdown between Mars and Saturn. This energy will last through next week, and it isn't going to be easy. You'll need to prepare yourself for some shocks, disappointments, and upsets. Choose to hang in there for the long run. The moon moves into Sagittarius on Saturday for a party, outdoor adventure, or philosophical pursuit. Time to gather with others and share some nice experiences. Take a trip over to the lake or the beach and try to get out into nature. Sunday is Father's Day and the afternoon is easier than the morning. Jupiter becomes a problem with Neptune again. This is the second time they have squared off this year, and it's another fantasy alert. Because Jupiter is expanding your reality and Neptune is blurring the lines between facts and fiction, it could lead to your bubble getting so big that it could burst and you'll come crashing to the ground. Be careful with your money, contracts, and any important decisions, especially if it concerns your security. Sunday is a generous day energetically, but know the difference between reality and illusion. Tread lightly now. Don't allow others to influence you against your inner knowing, and be sure to read everything very carefully as you work and progress on your path.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now let's get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and Frank St. James.
Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers, and it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com. or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the fall months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. The Chakras in Your Body is a meditation file created by Elizabeth Joyce and Richard Shulman way back in the year of 1993. Elizabeth Joyce considers this some of the best work she's ever done. Walk the spiritual pathway by opening all of your 7 body chakras. There are 2 tracks totaling over 1 hour of information. Track A contains the information to help you understand the chakras, and track B is a 25-minute guided meditation to open your heart center. It is extremely powerful, and within 120 days, your third eye should begin to open. You can get this MP3 file on Elizabeth's website, new-visions.com. You download it, you listen on your computer or smartphone or digital music player. Again, if you want to set up a very good and powerful meditation practice on a daily basis, the Chakras in Your Body is the MP3 file for you. It's an audio file, a guided meditation with beautiful music by Richard Shulman. Begin your meditation practice now and grow into the joy, knowledge, and inspiration that this practice will bring to you. Again, you can order it at the website, new-visions.com. Go to Spiritual Products. Thank you. Healing Depression the Natural Way, an MP3 audio file by Elizabeth Joyce and Richard Shulman, is set to the backdrop of New Age melodies. Elizabeth Joyce relays a holistic and positive approach that deals with depression. The information introduced on the first side describes depression as the common cold of the mind that can affect anyone. Elizabeth shows us that no one, absolutely no one, is immune from a bout with depression. Where depression comes from, signs of its presence, and how to cope with it in a natural way are revealed in this simple guided meditation. This meditation, combined with the music from Richard Shulman, lists guilt and shame, allowing your unique personal insights to shine through, which will strengthen your self-esteem. This meditation has helped hundreds of people move out of their depression and into the light. You can order it at new-visions.com under Spiritual Products. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Mr. Nobody's back in town. I'm so glad there's no one else around. Even if they were, what would they see? Two empty coats floating down the street, a couple pairs of shoes and nobody's feet. Out for a Sunday stroll, Mr. Nobody and me. Add a lot of zeros and you haven't got a thing. Take them all away and you've still got everything. Win or lose, there's nothing to fear. Nobody is here, though he can't be seen. Just goes to show us all things aren't what they seem. Mr. Nobody is here, humming nothing's in my ear. It's easy come and easy go, 'cause Mr. Nobody knows how to run this show. And there isn't anything I need to know. Space to move and time to breathe, when all the somebodies get up and leave. Ah, what a relief it is just to be.
Well, good evening again. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and that was William Vitalis singing Mr. Nobody, which is one of my most favorite songs that he ever wrote. I just love that song. Tonight, my guest is Frank St. James, and we're answering questions about your angels and guides. And if you would like to call to ask a question, we still have a little time left. The number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Earlier in the show, I was talking about the eclipses, and I went through each sign and what house that they're going to be challenged in during this summer before we get to 2020. And Frank is an expert at talking to the people that are telepathically sending you messages when you meditate. And he can tell you whether they are a guide or whether they're a little bit of a part of your ego, and he can help you straighten that out. But he also does other things. He talks to the departed. He works with the detectives. I always think of Frank as the psychic detective because he can find lost articles and lost people. And he also does astrology and numerology, so he's right there. And he will be doing the show that he's on next with my producer because I'm going to have a little vacation. I'm going to be with the Holy Mother, Amanita Nandamayi, on her tour from the 20th of June through the 7th of July. So that's going to be very interesting. Frank will be here on June 23rd with Don, and they will be here to answer your questions as well. So, Frank, would you like to give out your phone number?
Yes, it's 862-684-1904.
Can you talk a little bit about how this summer is really about letting go and creating a new life for yourself with these powerful eclipses?
Well, already there's been kind of a weather change here. Mm-hmm. And last year, it was almost every weekend was ruined by rain and everything. And this is starting to be a little more, conducive for people to come here to the ocean, wherever you are. And
it's starting to warm up, right? It's
yeah.
Starting to warm
up. And there's a general kind of energy change in the air. So there's definitely trends that are starting to emerge, and people are starting to spend more time thinking through with themselves.
And their families.
And not listening to everything that's going on, being bombarded every day.
Now, they said even Facebook and Amazon and all the information they collect, that there's a possibility they can just influence political systems very easily on there. And I just feel
I think we're going to be sharing a lot of characteristics of our family, and I think we're going to look at our children and see different possibilities and then that they're expressing, rather than maybe we wanted our daughter to be a nurse and we're going to realize that she's an artist and a singer. And I think that's the shift that we're having also, because this is going to shed light on the hopes and dreams of each and every one of us. We are getting ready to welcome a new year, as well as a new decade. Now, I know that 2020 is the changeover, they say, from the old decade to the new decade, and 2021 really starts it. But I think 2020 is going to be very shift-worthy and powerful. It's also an election year, which I don't think is going to go too smoothly. But anyway, I want you to look forward and not back as you go through each day. And I want you to understand that what you say is what you get. What you say is what you get. So whatever your thoughts are is going to be your creation, and that energy is even more powerful at this time because of these eclipses, right, Frank?
Yes, and it's hopefully it's given people a little more insight with their own decisions. If you don't feel right about something, don't do it. If you're going to be listening to somebody screaming and yelling and everything else, it's and you're not thinking for yourself. I think that people are sick and tired of it, and they're going back and doing the meditations and trying to find other areas where they can calm their mind and be able to go back and think for themselves.
Well, you know, it's being yourself. Like, I'll give you an example of one of my clients this week had a problem on the job, and the boss was yelling at her saying, you have to do this because this has to get done and it has to get out there. And she wasn't going to let the boss make her feel inferior. She told the boss, I am doing this for you. It is my expertise that is going to bring this to you. When we get this done, it will be because of the team and not just what you need, but it's going to be quality. It's going to be thoroughly searched and it's going to get done on time, because you have other people, such as myself, to help you do that. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. You're not going to get fired because you say something like that. It helps the other person reflect. As long as it's done respectfully and in a kind way, we have to speak up for ourselves. And that's what's been going on, Frank. Everybody's been hiding under the rocks, and they don't dare say anything. And that has to change. What needs to happen is we need to say our truth in a loving and supportive way. Don't you think, Frank?
And definitely. And it's been a kind of a few years of intimidation. Like you said, you're afraid to say anything because, you know, especially a boss or something, has his own particular
ways of being.
You know, ways and stuff. You know, I just found out that people are even afraid to express themselves. And I think they're just getting tired of it. And people like yourself and helping them center themselves, getting in and controlling their own energy is going to be the key here to to helping people.
And the new energy is the key. And sometimes it can seem a little bit destructive. Like if you had a part-time job and you've lost your part-time job, well, what is that doing? Just before an eclipse, it's opening up the energy to create something new to come in for you that's even better. That's how you have to think. And that's called positive thinking. And then write down the job that you want to bring in. Write it down and create your little mantra. I accept my new job as it flows to me. I accept the nice remuneration, and I'm ready to apply my talents to this new work that's coming. That's all you have to do. You don't have to know who, what, where, why, and to what extent. You just have to throw out the desire and it comes in pretty quickly. Haven't you experienced that, Frank?
Yes. I had probably 15 years of extensive hypnotherapy training. Mm-hmm. And I've seen people turn around from a negative to a positive. We always push the positive. There's always a balance that we've got to reach within
right.
our own mind.
And but, you know what's sad for me? When you see people that don't know they're negative. Mm-hmm. And they always have that but. But what if? And when you do the but what if, you're bringing in a very negative vibration instead of believing that it can flow. I've seen it happen time after time.
I've always been taught that you keep a balance. Don't let one take over the other. If you're thinking negative all the time, negative things happen.
Mm-hmm.
But you inject with the positive. Picture what you want to be. Picture a situation that you want to be in. And always keep that picture in your mind. And if you can, positive affirmations, whatever helps, prayer.
And when Frank and I do the intenses, we have people create a vision board sometimes. Vision boards really help because you can put it up in front of you and gaze at it all the time and remind yourself of a lot of issues because you can put a lot of pictures on a vision board. And if you want to know how to do a vision board, it's in my book, Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension. I have directions on how to do a vision board. Well, Frank, we've reached the end of the night. We are going to be going into our meditation. So I'd like you to give out your phone number one more time.
It's 862-684-1904.
Okay. And Frank is here for you. If you do have these questions about who your guides and angels are, let him know. You can go to new-visions.com under Psychic Services, or you can give him a call. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And thank you for listening tonight. We are going to go into the song Water by William Vitalis, which I think is a very important song, and even though he wrote it in the 80s, it's more poignant now than it was then. And then we're going to do the meditation, and we'll end with Richard Shulman, Entering into the Unknown, which is exactly what's happening this summer. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening, and good night.
Water. It's known by many names, the Muslim call it Jal, the Hindu call it Pani. The Christian call it water, but to the cloud it's all the same. In all the world nothing like water, dear sister water, so humble and pure. I would cry too if I was a cloud. If I could wash away the world, if I could wash away the words, if I could wash away the wars over the world, I could fill the rivers up, because we all drink from the same cup. It's known by many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. Oh, I can call it water, but I can also call it honey. Oh, God.
The Garden of Life Meditation. The thoughts we think and the words we speak are constantly shaping our world and our experiences. Many of us are in the old habit of negative thinking, and we do not realize the damage that we have inflicted upon ourselves. However, we are never stuck, because we can always change our thinking. As we learn to consistently choose positive thoughts, the old negative ones dissolve away. So sit with both feet flat on the floor, and allow these messages and affirmations to penetrate within you. Your subconscious mind will pick up the ones that are important to you at the moment. These concepts are like fertilizing the soil of your mind. As you absorb them by repetition, you are slowly enriching the very basis of your garden of life. So as we go through these affirmations, as you allow them to come into your consciousness, know that you are planting seeds of positive thinking into your garden of life. I release the past with ease, and I trust the process of life. I close the door on old hurts, and I forgive everyone, myself included. I visualize a stream in front of me. I take all those old experiences, old hurts, and old pains, and I put them all on this stream and watch them begin to dissolve and drift downstream until they totally dissipate and disappear. I am free, and everyone in my past is free. I am ready to move forward and to new adventures that await me. Lifetimes come and go, but I am always eternal. I am alive and vital, no matter which plane of action I am existing on. Love surrounds me. Love surrounds me now, and love surrounds me in the future. Love surrounds me forever. My willingness to forgive begins my healing process. I allow the love from my own heart to wash through me, cleansing and healing every part of my body. I know I am healing. Forgiveness of myself and others release me from the past. Forgiveness is the answer for almost every problem. Forgiveness is a gift to myself. I forgive, and in doing that,
I set myself free. I free myself and everyone in my life from the old past hurts. They are free now, and I am free now to move forward into new, glorious, fabulous experiences. I cross the bridge with joy and ease. The old unfolds into wonderful new experiences. And you know, my life gets better and better all the time. I am willing to release old negative beliefs. They are only thoughts, and thoughts stand in my way. New thoughts are positive and fulfilling. I release all the things from my past that cloud my vision. I see the perfection in all of life. I willingly forgive. I breathe love into my vision. I see with compassion and understanding. My clear insight is reflected in my outer sight. I breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath. And breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and breathe in the aromatherapy of spring, all of the flowers blooming and the wonderful, glorious sights of the brilliant colors. Take a deep breath and observe your life with joy, abundantly supporting me. Life supports me with more good than I can imagine. I am guided throughout this day in making right choices. Divine intelligence and my blessed higher self continuously guide me in the realization of my goals, and I am safe. I am safe. It's only change. I break free and think wonderful thoughts. I move past my limitations into freedom. I now become all that I am created to be. I am that. I am love. I am growing in full bloom in my garden of wisdom. And so it is.